Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, we're here in the WGN studio.
We're here for the Bill and Wendy Show.
Keep throwing in. My name's Jerry Nunn.
I'm G Suki.
And great to have you in the studio together. It's going to be so much fun today.
I know, Jerry. We have known of each other, and we have met briefly, but we haven't really hung out together.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited that we're going to be hanging out. And I wish you guys could see him. He's got his Pride shirt on. He's got his Pride kerchief, rainbow kerchief, handkerchief tied around his neck.
Right.
He looks great. You are ready for this.
Well, there's been rainbow all over the city. Have you just seen all the businesses stepping up and like putting their flags out? And
you know what? My very best friend from sixth grade on, who it's a funny story, but I knew he was gay before he knew he was gay. And you know, we met in sixth grade. We're actually the only two Asians in Western North Carolina. So we were kind of hurled together in terms of our relationship and friendship. And he you know, was telling me that he's amazed by how many rainbow flags are around and how much sponsorship there is and pride there is in, in our city. And he lives in New York.
Okay.
And he thought we were doing a great job.
Well, good. I'm glad Chicago's stepping it up. I mean, New York has got World Pride this year, so that's a huge, huge thing. So, wow. I mean, I kind of wish I was there. Madonna's going to be performing, you know. There's a lot. The Real Housewives are going to be on a float with Andy Cohen. You know, I love The Real Housewives.
Which one?
I just interviewed Cynthia Bailey from the Atlanta ones. The Atlanta ones are kind of the number one.
The Atlanta one is great. And then I was watching that offshoot, Portia Had a Baby.
Oh, right.
That was really good, too.
Yeah, yeah. I guess she's not with that guy anymore, though.
Oh, no way.
We could talk. Yeah, we could talk.
Are you serious? Okay.
Yeah, I heard it's over.
Yeah. So. Well, okay, so what do you have going on this weekend? What are you planning?
So Pride in the Park is tomorrow, so that's a big deal. This is the first time they've ever done it. It's in Grant Park. So I'm looking forward to that. It's kind of an all-day event. And then we have some guests coming in later that are going to tell us more about it and what their plans are. So my friend Chloe, who's a drag queen, she's going to be introducing Iggy Azalea, who's headlining.
How did she get that gig?
Well, she'll have to tell us.
Oh my
God. Yeah, so she's going to be in. And then Steve Aoki is DJing. You know, he's wonderful. I've interviewed him a long time ago. That guy's rich, too.
All the DJs seem to be rich. I mean, I need to be a DJ. No, I can't be a DJ.
I'm trying, but it's not that easy. It looks really easy.
Now, is there actual, like, record scratching going on? It's all, like, digital now, I'm guessing.
Well, there's things that you can do. Yeah.
Okay.
You can definitely, there's a talent to it, and people spend their whole lives doing it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I could just go in there. I like music. Hey, it's not hitting a button, let me tell you. So,
and then of course everyone is so excited about Taylor Dane. I know you're a huge fan.
Yes, Taylor Dane's, you know, going to be on her second hour, and she's going to be singing at Pride in the Park tomorrow. So she's nicely going to come in and take some time out and talk to us. So
we've had a lot of people in the office come up to us and ask when she's going to be here, when she's arriving. So
I think
lot of fans in the building.
Yeah, yeah. I was worried about that. I was like, I don't want people to like storm the castle and stuff. But you know, she's great. She's great to work with and a really nice person. So,
Okay. Well, I'm excited about meeting your friend.
Yeah.
I feel like drag has really, really come to the forefront, especially with RuPaul's Drag Show.
Oh,
are you
yes.
a big fan of that?
I am. Yeah. I mean, I've been watching it since the beginning. Interviewed RuPaul 4 times for that show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
She doesn't do interviews too much anymore. She's kind of a big deal. That show was not predicted to be this big of a thing. It was a copy off other reality shows like Project Runway and, you know, Tyra Banks' Top Model show. You know, they used different things and kind of parodied off of it.
Listen, I feel like, you know, here we are. We're in for Bill and Wendy. People listening probably are expecting Bill and Wendy and have no idea who we are. So I just want to reiterate, my name is G Suki. Everybody knows me by G. I was on Windy City Live for about 7 seasons, so a lot of people might recognize my voice from there. They're probably like, this voice sounds familiar, but I can't quite place her. And now I'm with the Chicago Sun-Times. I do a series called The Grid, where I explore all you know, small micro neighborhoods and the 77 community areas of Chicago. And now I'm branching out to the suburbs, and I write a lot about food, and I do a little bit of entertainment. And I'm also writing a new series called The Sip, which is about cocktails too. So it's G that you're hearing, not Wendy right now. Right. And Jerry, do you want to tell people a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So this is not Bill. This is Jerry. I do a regular segment with Bill and Wendy once a month just to talk about fun stuff to do in the city. And I'm on their bonus hour, and they're so great to work with. I'm so happy that they're letting us kind of fill in today. But yes, my name is Jerry Nunn. That's N-U-N-N. So I have a website.
Do you do that a lot? Do you have to spell it a lot?
Yes, I do. N as a Nancy, U as an umbrella, N as a Nancy, N as a Nancy. So a lot of Nancys, and openly gay, obviously.
So talk about, I mean, so on a personal level, let's get deep. Like how important is, you know, the last 2 weeks for you?
Mm-hmm. This year seems bigger than ever. It feels more supportive. I notice all the businesses handing out flags. The Taylor Swift song we've got that's really popular, that started, you know, they're finally, these artists are coming out and really supporting us even more. And that's just great to see, especially me. I grew up in the closet in the South, in Tennessee.
Oh, wait, I'm from North Carolina. I grew up in North Carolina. Okay. I mean, I'm so happy. I've been in Chicago for 13 years. I'm working on finally being called a Chicagoan. One day I'll finally get to that point. But no, so that's so funny. We have that in common.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's not exactly gay friendly.
Right, it's not. And it was tough for me. You know, I was in the closet till, you know, in college. And then I moved up to Chicago to start my own life. And I sent back my mail because I was going to move back home. It wasn't going well at first. And I sent back there was a copy of Out magazine that came to my mom's doorstep. And so that's how she found out I was gay.
How old were you?
I was 24. Okay. So, but she cried for days. I mean, she's a Southern Baptist. I was raised very strict religiously. Mm-hmm. There was no pride in Tennessee then. They didn't have a pride parade. And so it was pretty tough for me, you know, but I've come a long way, and our relationship's gotten better, but it's still, you know, not talked about so much. So
your mother didn't know?
My mother was in denial. I don't know how she didn't know. I was like, what about all the times that I played with dolls as a kid? And I was very like, you know, I'm not Mr. Macho. So,
see, yeah. I feel like a lot of parents know. I think especially, I think mothers are always kind of in tune with their sons too, and daughters that know.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have more on that later. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with you soon. I love some Kim Petras. Have you listened to her before, Kim Petras?
Yes. Welcome back to the Bill and Wendy Show. This is Jerry here.
Yeah, Jerry.
As well
Nunn
as G. That's me. We're in for Bill and Wendy.
Yeah. So this song playing is Kim Petras, and she's a transgender person from Germany who sings pop music. And she's amazing.
Thank you for enlightening me. Is this like your mix? Did you plan this?
I did. I got the music going.
Okay,
so.
Good. I like this. I think you could be a DJ.
Well, hey. So I just saw her in concert at Lincoln Hall, and she's coming back. She sold it out in minutes. And it's just great to have a transgender person singing on the radio.
Well, it's just great to have a transgender person out and proud and doing what they do best and what they love, right?
Yeah.
So you're out and about all the time.
I am. I run around, go to sometimes 3 and 4 events a night. So
how do you do it? A lot of Red Bull?
Red Bull helps. I quit drinking a couple years ago, so that helps, because I used to try to manage more than one event, and that would be tricky because you get kind of caught up in the drinking or the socializing. So now I just run around.
So Jerry, you're an extrovert.
No, I'm actually not.
Really?
No, I'm an introvert.
Okay.
Yeah, I get really shy, and socializing can be really tough for me, but I just fight through it.
And here you are doing radio.
Here you go. You know, introverts are really interesting. Oprah Winfrey's an introvert.
Okay.
Did you know that? She's talked about that in the past. You wouldn't think Oprah Winfrey would be one. Amy Schumer and her talked about that one time, that they were both introverts, and it's exhausting sometimes.
But now, so you're going to like 3 events. How do you time it out, and how do you like gracefully exit one event to go to another one?
All right. I live by iCalendar. My iCalendar is so important to me. And I, you know, I'm better at saying goodbyes than I used to be. I used to just dart out, but now it's, you know, I got something else to go to. And
somebody really nice texted in and said, I am so happy to hear G and Jerry on WGN Radio.
Yay.
The last numbers of their phone number are 5694. So whoever you are of 5694, thank you so very much.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Thank you for your patience as we get through this.
Yes, yeah, we learn.
And try to keep the Bill and Wendy show afloat so that it's still here when they come back.
And people can call in or text at 312-981-7200. And they can text if some people don't like to call, but a text like that's really supportive.
I mean, who likes to call? Nobody calls anymore. Only my mother calls me. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. Who calls you?
My mom can barely text, so yeah, I have to call her too.
My mom can, yeah.
Yeah, she can't work a remote control, my mom. That's challenging for her. She points in the wrong direction.
When I go see my mother, her iPhone is on our plan, and her iPhone is usually always 1,000 degrees. It's so hot because basically she has like 50 windows open and all the apps running because she knows not how to run it.
Oh, no.
Actually, we got a text just now. It says, can you share G's full name and the link to where I can find the info on the neighborhoods? Wow. Thank you. 0535. My full name is G Suk. That's my first name. J-I space S-U-K. Is because I'm Korean American and Korean people always have like two character first names.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't have middle names.
Okay.
And my last name is spelled Y-I. But everybody calls me G. And that can get a little confusing because then people say G-E.
Right.
So I know my parents didn't name me G. But it's on suntimes.com and it's called The Grid. And I do a series called Neighborhood Eats and The Sip. So just go to suntimes.com. There's tabs underneath the main headline. And if you go all the way to the right under more, you click on more and then you scroll down and you'll find the taste, sip, and grid sections. I know I got prime placement there, right? But you can find me by going to suntimes.com. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
All right. So we have Steve Bertrand's going to be doing the news here and we're going to be all set. So, my name's Jerry Don Nunn. I want to tell you that I was named two nicknames, which is unusual and short too. My mom's from the South and Jerry Don Nunn, no Gerald, no Donald.
Sounds like you should have been a country singer.
I worked at Opryland. That was my first job.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I went to church with Johnny Cash and, back in the day.
Oh, did you get to actually see him play?
I used to pass him the plate at church.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, my church is
no,
in the movie.
No, you did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you sat in church with Johnny Cash?
Yes, he was in the same row as me. Sometimes I had to bring
the man in black.
The man in black, and I had to bring like you know his wine and all that to him. You know the communion, and so I'd have to pass the plate, and I was worried about spilling the grape juice on him because he wears all black. So there,
Jerry,
you go.
Yeah, I did not know this is amazing.
He would come in with an entourage. You know, June and his son was my age, and they took up this long pew full of people.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, and everyone would, like, turn and stare at them and stuff, and I was like, we're supposed to be worshiping God here.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so I was a judgmental little nun, even back then.
Not a nun in a habit, but an N-U-N-N.
Yes.
That's his last name.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got a question on their text line. It said, I really want to attend the Pride events on Saturday and Sunday. Where's the best place to get some info on the events?
Okay.
You the info king?
Yeah, so this is the 50th annual Pride Parade. It kicks off at Montrose and Broadway, and it runs through Boys Town. So it's going to be Sunday, June 30th at noon. So anywhere along the route's great. The route's online if people need that. The theme this year is Stonewall 50. It's Stonewall 50, Millions of Moments of Pride. And this is commemorating the Stonewall riots, which is the important part. This is, you know, what it grew
right
out of.
Yeah. Well, I've been loving seeing all the photos of people visiting Stonewall on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people making the pilgrimage there to New York.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift popped up and did a little singing thing with Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Madonna came in for, I think it was New Year's Eve.
Well, I know you like to go to three parties in one night, so maybe we'll get you on a flight. If anyone can help Jerry get on a private jet or something so that he can do some Pride events here in Chicago and then get to Stonewall this weekend, that would be great. So help out this. Help out Jerry, everybody.
Yeah. There we go. But people can look online for everything. That, you know who the Grand Marshal is. There's several, but do you know who the main one would be? Miss Lori Lightfoot.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I did not know
I just
did see her on Stephen Colbert. I thought she did a nice job.
Yeah.
She's making a round.
She's a busy lady. She's doing a really great job.
I think so too. Nothing ruffles her feathers. I wish I could be as calm and collect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. But she's you know, doing great. There's also Molly Pinta, who formed the first Buffalo Grove Pride Parade. So she's a young girl that's doing that. She's one of the marshals. Legacy marshals are Jim Flint, who did the baton and Miss Continental pageant, Marge Summit, and Joel Hall, who's a dancer. He's also, and then Aurora's Pride organization, who threw the first Pride in Aurora, are part of the
marshals. I love that. I love the suburbs representing. I know that we always get so city centric in our thinking, but the truth is that the suburbs really know how to throw a party too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fantastic. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a long day, but fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
Sunday.
You've got only 12 dozen parties to go to. So
sure. All right. So we have a guest coming in too. Chloe is
friend.
In the studio. Yes. So she's going to come in and talk to us a little bit about Pride in the Park. So we have that going on coming up. What else? What else we got going on?
Well, I think, did you tell us the rest of your story? Your mother cried. How long did she cry for?
Yeah.
Let's continue that story. We've got like 2 minutes, right, before we got to go to news.
Okay.
So, yeah, tell us that.
Okay. So,
I hear you stalling over there, but I'm not going to let you get out of the story.
I know, I'm turning red. You
I know.
You know, I mean, it's been a long haul with my mother and dealing with all that. And I was definitely bullied and picked on as a kid, called all the names, kicked, you know, all that. So, you know, we do have a person that, you know, texted in and said, well, why not have a straight pride parade? And that's been a big controversy this year. There's a few people trying to start one in Boston about a straight pride parade, but they didn't go through all that. They, you know, it's kind of a, well, I feel left out with the parade, so I want to create my own. Well, you know, more power to you, but you know, this is an important thing for us, for the LGBT community, the ones that have been, you know, constantly we have laws going against us all the time and all kinds of things. So it's been really important for us. And I'm always a part of that because, you know, Nashville, there was not one. So I take care of the opportunity here. I'm always there.
Okay. I love that. Thank you for sharing a little bit about that, Jerry. Okay.
All right, that's RuPaul, the lady herself, Miss RuPaul Charles. I just love that show. Do you watch the show? So we have Chloe, my friend, Chloe.
How are you?
Welcome to the Jerry and Jay Show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, how are you? I'm
good,
G.
Good.
Yeah. So we're excited to have you in the studio today, and we're going to be talking about your appearance coming up tomorrow.
I know. I'm getting so nervous. I like literally am sitting at work shaking a little bit. But
okay, well, tell people about yourself. Your name's Chloe.
Well, my name's Chloe. I'm a drag queen entertainer. I've been performing for 8 years now. It's actually crazy that it's 8 years. That's a lot. That's a lot of parties. That's a lot of drag. It's a lot of makeup. And tomorrow I'm opening for Iggy Azalea in Grant Park.
So give us the scoop. How did you land this cush gig?
You know, I've just learned be nice to people and good things happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, like I'm really good. I have good relationships with so many of the GMs and owners of the bars in Lakeview.
Yeah.
And this came about and here I am tomorrow in Grant Park.
I'm guessing you're going to have a particularly spectacular outfit, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, this year I've been doing, I like theming my looks for everything. Mm-hmm. So this year everything's neon.
Okay.
You can expect lots of highlighter tomorrow.
I think that's very fashion forward because I've noticed that a lot of fashion right now is going back. There's a lot of throwback to the 80s right now. So neon is really in. So I like that.
It. Yeah. And this is later in the day. So it'll be great for the lights.
It starts at 1. It starts at 1 p.m. It goes till 10 p.m. So.
Yeah. And you're going on around, what, 8:30-ish or something? She goes on at 9.
She goes on at 9. I go on a little bit before that. And I'm opening at 1:45 for Todrick Hall.
Oh.
And then 6 of us are performing. We are our family with Sister Sledge.
Yes.
At 5:30, I believe. And then Mimi Marks, who's one of my good friends. Uh-huh. She used to be at the Baton Show Lounge. Her and I are performing, opening for Iggy together. So.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I've been learning a lot about drag recently, too.
Okay.
I've been learning the different styles of drag.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. There's like this beauty queen style, which is kind of like old school. Mm-hmm. Then there's like really avant-garde, like fashion forward. before.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's the epicenter right now for drag. You have all different styles, bearded drag, beauty drag.
Mm-hmm. What does bearded drag mean?
Bearded drag is full makeup with you don't shave your beard, and then you put glitter in it, or, you know, make it fabulous.
Like Lucy Stuhl.
Yeah, Lucy Stuhl, a good mm-hmm. friend of mine. She is a bearded queen of Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So it's kind of like gender fluid in that mm-hmm. way, in terms yeah. of like what it looks like.
Definitely.
Or what the image of what a, you know, drag looks like, even.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
We have drag kings,
drag kings, everything in between. It's mm-hmm. I mean, literally, when I tell you, you can go out and an hour in Chicago and see every style.
And the other thing that's crazy is just the amount of energy and time that you have to invest, because you can't go and buy these clothes. You have yeah. to pretty much get them custom made, or you have to sew them yourself.
I'm 6'4" without heels. So if I can find something that touches the floor, I'm automatically buying it.
Yeah. How long does it take you to put makeup on and all that?
You know, on a good night, I can do it in 45 minutes. And, okay. you know, tomorrow, if I overthink it, it's not what I want it to be. So tomorrow, you know, I'm just going to do my normal thing. I call it my war paint.
Uh-huh.
And, it, you know, I could take 2 hours if I wanted to. I've painted myself purple before. So
how does it work with sweat and all that on the park?
Thank God for waterproof makeup.
Oh, got it.
You know what? I just want to go back to the basics here, in case for somebody listening who's not that familiar with drag. Why did you decide to do drag? Why do people do drag?
I did it by accident, actually. Okay. It was one Halloween. I wanted to look like Khloe Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it looked like Lurch. but, you know, like I said, 8 years, I did it for fun. And then all of a sudden I was selling shots on a shot tray. And then I was doing amateur competitions. And okay. now I have my own night every week at Hydrate Nightclub.
Is it more than just performance art? It's a lot
more
than that, right?
I mean, it's amazing. Like, I just did Buffalo Grove Pride. I was on a float. And when you see the impact it makes on kids and the community, mm-hmm. it's... there's nothing better than that. Like, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the things, you have people come up to you and just say thank you, and it's like, I just was dancing on stage, but, you know, to them, it made them feel more comfortable in a space.
Why? Yeah. Why is that?
You know, it's 2019, unfortunately, you know, our political climate is totally array, and, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's the little things that make people, like, smile and have a good time throughout their day.
Yeah.
And if I can, you know, if a sequin dress and a little wig and a little eyelash make somebody happy, I'm more than happy to do it every day.
Yeah, I mean, the kids love drag.
It's amazing.
They really do. They have the story hours that a lot of bookstores.
Yeah, a lot of the bookstores. I actually just got a message the other day asking me to do one, and it's in Evanston. But it's like, it's crazy. Kids love drag. Mm-hmm. Like at Pride Fest,
yeah,
the kids are lined up at the front of the stage. There's nobody I know. It's all kids from the suburbs. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah, they can't get into the bar, so they're going to be all over the streets.
Yeah, and it's a safe space. I mean, yeah. Pride Fest, Chicago does an amazing job to make it really inclusive for kids and families.
Yeah.
As a woman, I love drag because I see you drag queens, and you do it better than I could ever do it.
How many times I hear that? It's so funny, and it's like,
the makeup is better, the hair is better.
If I put glitter on my lipstick, the girls are like, oh, what lipstick is that? I'm like, if you know what lipstick this is, please find it for me, because I would love to not have to put glitter on top.
Yeah, because you're swallowing glitter.
All day, exactly.
But, I mean, this is a passion for you, because I don't think people know how much money you have to sink into this. Like, and you don't make money doing this.
You know, over the years, you know, once you get, you know, I've been doing it 8 years, but in the beginning, you're lucky if you get $25 and a drink ticket. So, you know, it is a passion of mine. I love it. I take my craft really seriously. It's an art form.
Yeah.
So.
Well, great. Thank you for doing it. I couldn't do it.
No.
Just because you're gay does not mean you can do it.
No. I mean, every man, you know, tries heels on once. A gay man tries heels, or they probably have one, but they hurt. They do hurt after a while.
Would you ever want to do RuPaul's Drag Race?
You know, I've auditioned a couple times, and the show has changed so dramatically. Yes, I would. Because it does get you out there.
Uh-huh.
But it also, you know, with any reality TV show, it could make or break you.
Yeah. What about your last name? Have you thought about having a last name?
I did have a last name.
Oh, okay.
And I got rid of it.
Okay.
It used to be Day, Chloe Day.
Oh.
And then I was like, Cher, Jesus, Madonna, Chloe.
Right.
All one name.
Well, you're very well known in the community, and you are really nice to everybody, and it makes a big difference. You're not one of those catty queens. You were just very nice across the board.
It takes seconds for a photo and a smile. Honestly, like, some of the queens that are like, oh, I don't have time. It's it's free publicity. Be nice to people. They'll talk about you more.
Yeah. You guys want to name some of those catty queens?
No. They'll come after you.
They will. Way. I will be ruined on social media.
Yeah, but they're very vocal on social media if you have drag queens as your friends.
On social media, not to your face, though.
Right. I know. That always strikes me as weird when they're shy in person. You're like, wait, right? Hold up.
So I know that we got a text message from a listener who said that we're not necessarily covering all the things that Bill and Wendy would. Today is a special theme show. That's why, right. Jerry, you're
right, just
here.
For the first couple hours. Yeah, we're going to do a bonus hour, and we'll get into the debates.
But this is really going to be about, we're going to get into the debates.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, drag queens do political things, too.
Absolutely.
I was standing at the polls in full drag with an American flag pin.
Nice. There you go.
But just wanted to let everybody know we're doing a special Pride show today, which is why Jerry is here, and I was asked to come along and join you today, and that's also why we have Chloe here as well, who is a drag performer, right?
Yes. Drag performer, drag entertainer, hostess.
Queen.
You have other gigs coming up?
I do. Well, every Thursday I'm at Hydrate Nightclub.
Okay.
That's my event, Boombox Thursdays. Mm-hmm. It's throwback music, which is some of my favorite. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday is actually the one day that I get to sit back and enjoy the parade. I'm doing nothing.
We actually have a good question from a listener. It's from 7397. I've always wondered if any drag queens are straight.
I have never met one yet.
I can't think of one either.
I can't. Okay. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But I've never met one yet.
There's not been one on RuPaul's Drag Race.
No.
So that's not happened yet. Okay. We got to break the ceiling.
I guess RuPaul Drag Show is the definitive decider, right?
Well, they do challenges where they have to dress up as straight guys. So
yes.
Attention,
straight men. If you are a drag queen, contact us.
Yeah. You could make it big.
That could really be a big deal, actually.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you two, I think we got to take a break now. We'll be right back on the Bill and Wendy Show.
All right. So here we got a little more music, a little more pride music going on. Here's an openly gay artist that's about to sing here. You'll recognize him. Let's see. Here we go. He's got a long intro. Well,
Jerry, this is a long wait.
Yeah,
that's I love a good intro.
Yeah, good like anticipation. Here he comes. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Do you recognize him? Mr. Sam Smith.
I love him.
I mean, I've talked about like people coming out and things like that in the career, and this guy never had a problem.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Actually, a good friend of mine, she's friends with him. She lives in Belgium. And
oh, nice.
I see the text messages. I see the proof.
It seems like right. So this is Jerry and G. We're here filling in for Bill and Wendy. And we have Chloe in the studio now talking to us.
How are you guys? Thank you so much for having me again.
We just got a text message from 6714 saying, I believe Frank Marino, who does Lacage mm-hmm. in Las Vegas, is straight.
Oh.
Lacage.
Well, he's a big one. He does like Joan Rivers. And
I don't think he's straight. I've seen that show. I've seen him. I've met him.
Yeah.
Good. Derek Barry used to be on cast with Frank Marino.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
So, Chloe, I made Jerry tell his coming out story, and I feel like maybe for listeners, since today is a Pride show.
Of course.
Pride-themed show, maybe you telling your story will help somebody maybe listening.
I wish it was something dramatic that it was like... Honestly, it just happened. I don't actually think I physically ever said to my mom, Mom, I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I think... growing up in high school, you know, I had an amazing group of teachers around me, my choir teachers being one of them. And she was like my best friend in high school. And I was so comfortable that I don't feel like I ever had to come out and just say I'm gay. It just kind of was something that like, okay, cool. Like it just, you know, move on. Mm-hmm. Now with my dad, it was a little harder. Now we have a lot better relationship. But, you know, just being true to yourself, I'm so happy that I was able to, like, just, you know, I have an awesome life and surrounded by great people. And, you know, just, like I said, be nice, be true to yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm not making a blanket statement that it's easier for younger generations, but I think,
but
you
it
know,
is.
But it is a bit, right?
It is. I see when I go, like I said, choir, I was a big show choir kid back in the day. And now I go back and I see these kids and they're like the group had maybe one gay guy in it. Mm-hmm. Now these kids are just open about everything and so happy,
right?
You know, it's so accepted.
Yeah, back in my day it was like bully. You know, people got bullied. That was something you went through, and now they don't tolerate that kind of bullying at all. So things have changed.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I'm the girl that always knew my gay friends were gay before they came out, and then they would call me. Like my friend who's visiting right now from out of town is like, he called me in college, and he's like, "Gee, I have something to tell you," and I'm like, "You're gay. I know. I've known since like sixth grade.
We're all good.
I was just waiting for you to, like, you know,
it's
be
so
at a
hard
place
with your, it's hard with your best friend because you like you want to tell them, but it's they're doing
it. They'll
like,
figure it out eventually.
Right. Yeah,
it's not
I
your,
know.
Right.
Time is on your side.
And I'm also that girl who had a lot of gay guys think that they wanted to date me.
Oh, I had one of those.
You know, I've been that girl too.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm like, no, you really don't want to date me. I'm really like your, you know,
your bestie,
your shopping buddy.
Yeah.
Right. They want to be friends more than lovers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that goes down a whole other tangent.
I'll tell you, I'm like I said, I'm like so lucky. I'm surrounded. Like at work, you know, I work in healthcare, and everybody around me, they've come to my shows. You know, they're so accepting. I will say the younger generations do have it a lot easier. But I will say this too: sitting back and listening to some of the stories from the older generations is some of my favorite things. You know, with the 50th anniversary of Stonewall,
right?
I mean, 50 years ago, you couldn't walk down the street holding hands.
No, people were getting arrested in the bars.
Exactly.
Yeah, this was about raids. A police raid. Yeah.
Yeah, police raids. The baton used to have it all the time back in the day. You know, and now I'm so comfortable walking in my neighborhood of Lakeview and being comfortable with who I am. And my toenails are neon yellow. And, you know, tomorrow my hair gets dyed neon yellow. Every Pride I do a different hair color. I am so comfortable. I love that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
How long do you have to be in the shower to get all of that off of you?
I always say 5 minutes with some Dawn dish soap.
Oh, really?
Because it's the grease?
The grease, yeah. I've used olive oil in a pinch.
Here we go, secrets.
But, well, right? We got a message on the text line from 9499. I'm so excited to hear diverse voices on WGN. I'm the proud ally aunt of a gay niece and a gay nephew. My daughters and I got new Pride bracelets this year to show our support for these beloved family members.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. I love this.
Thank you.
Yeah, people can call in or text at 312-981-7200, and we love hearing stories like that.
Totally.
So great. Yeah. So then, you know, there's reasons we're still marching and why we're in the parade. And so things are not perfect, but
no, everybody celebrates Pride a different way.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I've gotten into not arguments, but, you know, heated discussions about, you know, the Pride parade and this and that. And, you know, like I said, 50 years ago, it started with a riot, and now it's turned into a really, really cool spectrum of all different things, all different events.
Yeah.
We're very lucky. Super lucky.
Yes, we are. And things are moving right along. So thank you so much for coming in
today. Thank you so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate
it. And so people can get tickets at prideinthepark.com.
Correct. Prideinthepark.chicago.com or prideinthepark.com. And they can follow me on Instagram at Chloe Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Follow me. I'll be live and posting stories all day tomorrow. I was with Pablo Vittar last week. This week I'm with Iggy. I'm like super excited.
Wow. Congrats on everything.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And happy Pride, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. So, we've got events all weekend long for Pride. So people can come in. There's a big, you know, there's Pride North, there's Pride out in the suburbs, all around. So a lot of activities for people to get involved with. So there's a Backlot Bash in Andersonville. It's been going on for 15 years. It's LGBT women centric. And then we have Chicago's a Drag Festival that's coming up tomorrow on Friday. And this is at 5238 North Clark Street. So just kind of an offshoot kind of party to go to that people should check out. Navy Pier is going to do a Pride Day starting at noon. And it goes to 11:30 p.m. with the Gay Men's Chorus and DJs. And it's free. So people could go down there and just have a good time.
And I got a message from 5431. As the mother of a transgender daughter who I knew was transgender from the time she was 18 months old, thank you for the show. And for the record, every day is a straight Pride Day. You don't get a special day to be a bigot. That was Karen in Kenosha.
Amen, Karen. Preach. All right. Well, we appreciate any kind of feedback. You know, tell us what you think. And we are in for Bill and Wendy today, Jerry and G on WGN.
Okay, Jerry, where are you going to be, by the way?
I'm going to be on a float with a different radio station. So that's going to be fun. And I'll just be marching around. I'm going to be taking a lot of photos because I take pictures for Windy City Times. So, yeah, you'll see me there running around.
Well, there you go. You can catch Jerry this weekend, too. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. It's G and Jerry Nunn, 720 WGN Radio.
All right, we have Miss Taylor Dane in the studio today, so we're so excited to have her here.
Yay. Hi.
Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Hi, fantastic. How are you?
great. So this is Jerry and G, and we're filling in for Bill and Wendy.
Oh.
And Miss Taylor Dane is going to be playing tomorrow in Chicago.
Very exciting. This is a big event tomorrow. Pride. Wow, here right at Grant Park. Look at this view. Can we just take this in?
It's so nice up
here. Is this Navy? Where am I looking at?
Yeah, Navy Pier's right down here.
Guys, these guys have a great workspace. If you're filling in, try to stay more permanently. Sorry, Bill. I mean, this is fantastic. Yeah, I'm here, Chicago. This is so exciting. Tomorrow is, what a lineup. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, really good.
I could say it. I could talk about Steve Aoki and
yes.
and Taylor Dane and Tamar Braxton and,
oh, yeah.
and Iggy Azalea. This mm-hmm. is all for, and you're wearing your Pride t-shirt.
I'm trying to gay it up.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show tomorrow.
Yeah. So you're going on, what time are you going on?
I believe 4:30. Yeah, I would say four-ish. Everybody get around 4 because it's okay. a tight, there's a quite a lineup of acts, but yeah. that's, I think, towards the end of it. But yeah, Grant Park is going to be on fire tomorrow.
It is.
It's
yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So you were my first celebrity interview back in the day. This is a really long time ago for Leslie Gay Radio. And I didn't
Where?
Even know how to interview people back
Here?
Then. This was, no, Lesbian Gay Radio, it's not even around anymore.
Though. I know, but was it just a call-in?
We did a call-in.
A call-in. He's yes. trying to test me, guys. I don't know.
I did not expect you to remember it. But,
I would not.
But yeah, but then we last saw each other in February for a Gigi's Playhouse fundraiser.
That was amazing.
And you did such
How amazing was that event?
You did so great, and you brought up, you know, so many people up on stage and
well,
danced
some of
with
those
them.
Kids and some of those, mm-hmm. you know, it was very heartwarming and the and they were very celebratory, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty amazing.
Definitely. So. So you have all kinds of projects going on.
I do.
Yeah. So talk about your new song. Live
oh,
without.
The single. Did you
yeah.
see it?
Yeah.
And wow. We took over Times Square. World Pride was, you know, the kickoff was in New York, and mm-hmm. it was just incredible. I think Cindy performed
yeah.
Later, but we put up, if you can see, it was Live Without is the new single, and we took over, you know, so many of the Times Square banners, and it was just incredible. Those digital banners was awesome. And just to be celebrating what's coming up, this has been a core fan base for me, my mm-hmm. LGBT community, for so many years. And mm-hmm. more than that, I have such an affinity. I've gone through family, children, having children, surrogacies, everything that I've gone through with my friends, my partners in crime, my hair, my makeup, my stylist, everything, you name it, you know, okay. my best friends, and to be here and celebrate that, and then also for the single was a great moment.
Nice.
I was going to ask you if that it's special when you're performing for a Pride crowd and during
totally.
Pride, yeah,
always
just the energy,
And I think, you know, I've been doing this. This is my 30-year anniversary. It's a celebration for me mm-hmm. this whole last year and a half. And when you see that they are not – this isn't 2,000 strong anymore, kids. This is, mm-hmm. you know, 200,000 strong. We have families. We have marriages. We have children that are – together and have formed communities, and communities are speaking and our cities are speaking, and so I get to see that all over the world.
Well, thank you for your support as an artist.
It's incredible.
It means a lot to us.
It means more to me because I get to see it in the families and the communities that have been created and why it's so important. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing this for so long and really been
But you don't
inactive.
Look it. You look fantastic.
You look amazing. And you have a
Amen.
Book coming out to talk about it, right?
Well, my memoir, I just came out, and it's been an amazing 30 years. But, you know, there's a story before you're an artist, what made you, what drove you. And if you check out my TED Talk, and Taylor Dane, I did TED Women, and it was just really, it was so, I would say, gripping for me that it started that journey, and that was about 2 years ago. It was 2016. Now it's 2019 already.
Yeah.
Well, it was 3 years ago, so it really led me to saying, you know what? I have a a monumental 30-year anniversary coming up. The book, okay. Let's talk about what inspired me, what pained me, what brought me to my knees, and it was my voice. It was always my voice. And it was not necessarily always my singing voice. Ask Tig Notaro, my speaking voice, and, you know, being able to use that as a tool for expression, but also as a successful tool that helped me, but also as a way to save myself in a lot of ways. You know, learn to how to speak my truth.
Let's talk about the book. Yeah. You really reveal a lot. You go deep, you go dark.
Well, aren't we all having, we all have, there is no yellow brick road. There is a path, and everybody has our path, and I do make sure that everybody understands that. But if I died tomorrow, I have said this to my children, and through the book, you understand that I have now raised 17-year-old twins, boy and girl, who are pretty amazing. But on my own, not on purpose, but I did it through a surrogate, which was very unusual and very illegal in any other state. And as you see Andy Cohen doing this for New York, it was not, I was a New York you know, resident. I was born and raised in New York, and I could not have a child there. I could not have a child physically, as you see in the book, because I had massive surgery on my kidneys and bladder as a young girl. So carrying a child was not really an option, but having a child was always in my mind's eye, you know. It was such an important part of my journey. So can you imagine if you're a couple and you can't have a child physically or mentally or legally? So L.A. afforded me to have a legally, you know, and hire a surrogate during that. It was 18 years ago, so it was only legal there and I think in Delaware.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
Yeah. At one point, you walked away from everything.
Not really. You don't walk away from a career where you sell $75 million anything. What I did was I felt very, again, back to, you know, me twos and we twos and, you know, as a woman, I found a lot of blocks. I found also that having an opinion, you know, you listen to Gaga where she says, you know, you can get, you know, so many no's. And oftentimes it was because they just don't hear what you have to think. They don't, they're not interested in what you think. And I understand there's a machine in motion. But if I was more able to self-express myself, I think at some point it was actually shunned. It was not, as a woman, it was like, you got not, we don't want to hear it. And I know it was feminist. I know it was.
And do you feel like now that you're doing it your way?
Well, I've been doing this my way now since 98 when I left a label, the you know, the big brother, if you will, but not because I wanted to, but because I felt
you had to.
I felt choked. And more than that, I felt like I couldn't sing and say what I wanted to say. And that doesn't mean you want to shoot yourself in the foot. Making hit records is nothing but joy. Having people sing music back to you, your songs back to you, is nothing but joy. And legacy and actually having longevity, as we're sitting here 30 years later talking to me as Taylor Dane, means a lot to me. But, you know, you have to go through your own trials and your own tribulations. And that's what the book kind of discusses. You know, why I had a lot of, it was a lot of self, I'm not going to say destruction. There's no drugs. There's no alcohol. It's nothing like that for me. But it's mentally coming to terms with what is fame? And we've seen that through so many people. What is fame? What is it? And now, where we have it so tangible.
Right.
And so 15 minutes. And yet, at the same time, I'm sitting here 30 years later.
Yes.
So you have to measure it by the importance of the value of what your purpose is in life.
Right.
And I found mine.
Great.
How were you able to come up with a coping mechanism, and how are you able to pull yourself out of sort of,
well, it's like I said, yellow brick road. You're constantly tested, right? We're constantly put into situations where you have to make choices and decisions. And I mean, free will, kids, I don't know, but I always do go back in. If there's work to be done, I will go back in. The summer alone, like normally I'd be in Europe for a couple of weeks taking a break or on tour, but I will go in and do some work.
I heard you like somewhere to make lists as well.
I'm a list maker.
What do you list out?
Every day. Every day I have a legal yellow pad.
Okay.
I mean, it might sound OG to everybody, but if you don't see it, it's not putting it out there. So I'll just have a list from just tasks to then top of the list is what, it always says at the top, it says, keep your, I'm always like, keep your commitments.
Oh, okay.
So you have to keep your commitments to yourself. So if I have something at the top that I want to be done through the month, I constantly roll it over to the next page. And it's a day. It's a page a day, kids.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in for this. This is great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You kept your commitment. Awesome.
Kept your commitment, yeah.
Well, we're going to have more with Taylor Dane, so stick around. You're not going to want to miss it.
Haven't been talking for long, and I don't think there's anything wrong with what I want.
All right, there we've got Taylor on the radio with her new song and in the studio. for WG. This is WGN and Jerry and G filling in for Bill and Wendy. You sound good. How do you keep your voice up all these years? Tell me about that. What's your trick? Yeah.
Same as the body. It's a machine, right? And we keep this machine and this and the muscle very, very well oiled.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of tea. I have my daily routines.
Do you drink tea?
This is tea.
There you go.
It's not coffee.
Okay.
Has to be. Uh-huh. I would have normally done a bone broth for a thing in the morning to get it going. But the voice, a lot of rest. Like I tell a lot of people, if you want to look good, sleep.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
It's true.
It's easy to say, but, you know.
No, it's of course. Yeah. And I'm in a different time zone every other day, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, you have to force quiet.
Yeah.
Force silence. That's all.
Right.
A lot of it. And then, of course, I vocal exercise. I've been doing that. People don't know I'm operatically trained, so I absolutely studied voice.
I can imagine. I mean, this range that you have. It's crazy.
I love you. It's been a blessing. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You seem to be a person that constantly lives in gratitude. I don't see you as someone that ever takes...
Ask my kids.
No, but I feel like you don't take it any for granted at all.
No, I mean, but here I'm sitting with you and I feel so comfortable because I've shared probably seven from the moment he started radio. I mean, there's a part of me that feels queen-like. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel very centered, and that's what you're getting. And it is grateful. I'm centered. I get what my purpose is here. I'm serving. My voice is, it clearly could have walked away from anything 100 times, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what I love to do.
Yeah. I love some of the insight in the book in terms of making wise business decisions. You feel like in the past, that you learned a lot.
Take a 20-year-old's money, who's making serious coin at the minute, and signed bad contracts, if you will, because it preys on that. That's another thing. If it's a music business, guys, and you know, 30 years later, do you really think you're going to get paid on a song you released in 1988? Did you even have the foresight? Well, they do. They just sign off on it.
Right.
No matter what you do, we're going to own it for life.
So seeing the music industry now, what's the advice you would give to...
It's such a wonderful... Listen, everything's... You can look up how to make birth a frog, and it's on Google. And you can search it, and we can all do that. In other words, so there's so many more ways to get information than before, where you had to have the right person, you had to have the right, and I always still say relationship, but learn. And there's so many courses. I mean, there's courses on how to be a superstar now, how to be a marketing superstar. It's incredible.
YouTube videos, probably.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. My kid fixed the dryer doing a YouTube video. I mean, how to? And I find that incredibly the DIY of our lives right now. And I think it's the do-it-yourself. There's a lot of me that just rolled up my sleeves and got dirty. That's what you saw as a young girl. And that was just a New York mentality, I think, and how we grew up. Me, 30, 40 years ago as a kid, I grew up. You got to get out there and do it. You know, I didn't live home after 17. Did you? Did you move out? Did you have your own apartment then?
After college, 24.
Okay, well, hell no, 24. After college, I was like, no.
Yeah.
So that's part of what you see. And I try to instill that in my kids, but they see that with my work ethic. Having a work ethic, I think, is truly important.
Well, we've got a question for you, Taylor.
I can't wait.
From
our
text line. Yeah, this is from 847 area code. You've done some acting in the past and was quite good. Why don't you do more?
I just did, what was the last theater I did? I've done Aida on Broadway. I did Cats. I did film and television more in the 90s, early 2000s. And of course, groundbreaking TV. First situational written TV for Showtime, which was Rude Awakenings, if you remember that. Yeah, that was kind of incredible. First time they did scripted TV. So it's been an amazing ride, but I have to be honest, if the right part was there, I would be very involved. But I mean, you know, I just don't go out for TV and film the way I used to.
You mentioned Aida. That was, you worked with Elton John with that one, right?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Tim
How
Rice.
Was that?
Well, that was incredible process, but you see how long and how committed, and Disney obviously, because we do, when it first started, it was 5 years before I had ever came to stage. I was part of the original kind of cast. It was me, Audra McDonald, if I even name the names, where we sat in studios for 3 weeks at a time, just running it through for them so they could write it and script it and continue and hone in on the parts. I mean, we workshopped it for quite a while, and Audra went her way, obviously, to a million Tonys, etc. Mm-hmm. And I went mine back on tour and making records. But I will say, it's, again, a commitment. Work, work, work at what you love.
So Elton has his biopic coming out.
Mm-hmm. Elton was incredible. First of all, Elton, I love him, but he walked out one time. He heard what we did to one, what was our director had told us to do with one of the songs, and he goes, nobody told me that you edited this. Nobody told me. I mean, he's Sir Elton John, and he was like, bye, Katzenberg, and walked out. We were laughing, and Tim's like, don't worry, Taylor. And I go, it's not just me. It was every. We were all just sitting there. We were stunned.
Now, if mm-hmm. there were a Taylor Dane biopic, pick.
Yeah.
Who would you want to play you?
Hmm. That's an interesting question. I mean, she's got to. I mean, well, Gaga's are getting a little too old for that. We have to start with the big hair. Who do you think? Zendaya is so cool. Like, nobody knew what I was. Nobody knew. Was I white? Was I black? Was I Jewish? Was I whatever I was? Italian? Puerto Rican? I mean, it was this great ethnicity. This is, you know, the story of New York. That's mm-hmm. why I love it. You listen to Barbara, you know, you listen to Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler, you listen to Gaga now, and you get it. That's what we are.
I mean, do you look back and sometimes think you were just too ahead of your time, like too ahead of the curve, maybe?
Nah. I just think I got thrown in a few curves, and who hasn't? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if Britney Spears was here or Christina Aguilera, I will tell you the same thing. There's a lot of curveballs, and if you're just willing to ride them out and figure out a way, and I think it's an important part of growing as a human being and a woman. This is where I want to be.
Nice. Where can people get the book and all that?
Oh, everywhere. Amazon, okay. Excuse me, buy the book on anything, everything, Kindle, you name it. The book's out, the single's out now, obviously Spotify, whatever, and it's called Live Without, and I did that with, you know, again, keeping it contemporary. I did that with Scott Storch Camp, and that would be with Scott and his partner, DJ Avedon. So Live Without is ballin', and of course on tour, just check out all my websites and Instagram and everything, The Real Taylor Dane and TaylorDane.com.
Okay, so you gave us a good Elton John story just then. What about a Warren Beatty story?
Ooh.
Come on.
First film. Okay, but this is how it works for me. First film, walk in. Before I even go in, they're like, I was on Johnny Carson. I was on, what's his name? Who took over for Johnny? Why am I having a brain fart? Yes. Jay yeah. was, you know, I was on The Tonight Show. I had an interview, blah, blah, and I got a call the next day from my manager, and he goes, listen, Warren Beatty saw you on the show. And I'm like, this is like late 90s. I'm like, okay. And he goes, he wants to talk to you about a part in a film. I go, this is so Hollywood. I go, great. He goes, but I'm on the road right now. I go, so what does that mean? He goes, he's going to call you. And I was somewhere in Denmark. I don't even remember. I was on the road. And he goes, okay, he's going to call the room. And I had an alias called Ruby Love. That was my name in the rooms, Ruby Love. Because I love when people, first of all, I love the first Ruby. It's just like stripper, hooker, fantastic. Rod Stewart's daughter's name of Ruby. I just loved it. I was like, Ruby. It just uh-huh. rolled off my tongue. And then Love, I was like, every time, Miss Love, you have a call. I'm like, Miss Love. I was like, how can you go wrong? Because every day you're just tramping out there in the world, right? So I was like, when Warren called, he goes, you know, Julie. He goes, I feel like I've known you. And he goes, you know, Julie Christie used to go under the name Miss Love in her rooms. And I was like, I'm dead. And on set, just incredibly gracious, just helped me through everything. But Warren is a perfectionist of the perfectionist. I did it, of course, with his brand new wife. It was that was when he just married Annette Bening, and they were doing this film Love Affair. And Chloe Webb, who ended up showing me, I just moved to LA. It was like 99, I think, when we did this, 98. And she took me to Joshua Tree, became really good friends. And of course, Warren would come in the trailer, and I'm like, I'm dead. Guilty, whatever it even means. He's just the charming, most brilliant man.
I heard that about him. Awesome.
Totally.
Yeah, this Ruby Love would be a great drag name.
Well, honey, I'm sure there's some queens out there that have taken it and have done it and have twisted it. It's fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, well, you can't use it anymore because now people know.
Ruby Love?
Yeah.
I'll find another one.
Is there anybody right now that you're loving listening to? You like take inspiration from, like a current artist?
Oh, I was just downloading a bunch of stuff last night. Look, Ariana Grande has stepped in. I love Frankie. I love her brother. I love the whole family dynamic. I love her mother. I mean, I know these people, so I love them. I think what she's done is incredible, and she was definitely very groomed for this, but at the same time, there's such a, again, a gratitude and a graciousness, and Frankie represents this, and his mother represents that. I mean, nothing but love there. Lisa. Mm-hmm. Got my groove, living on on the juice, baby. Yes, I'm like, hell yeah, girl, you bring that. And then when she breaks out the flute.
I know.
Did you see the BET Awards? Okay, homegirl, I played the flute in marching band, and I just wanted to do nothing but play the piccolo. The smaller the better, and throw it out in the dirt. I wanted to run from playing the instrument.
She was here last week. She came to Chicago last week. For a pride event.
Yeah.
I saw her.
I mean, I'll hate to St. Louis, but she just did Sacramento. I mean, she's just balls out fantastic. Rihanna's just, you know, Rihanna's amazing. It just goes on and goes on. But yeah, new. Shawn Mendes. I mean, I love what the, God, let's hear it for the Jonas Brothers just having a hellay show year.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They're marrying love. They're giving out love. They're suckered. They're everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've got nothing but love. I mean, yeah, it's all good.
You think it's easier now? I mean, speaking of Lizzo, she's done so much with being body positive, and
I do think it is so much farther acceptable. My kids go to school. They come home and they go, I'm just not sure if she's gay, straight. I know she has a boy. I mean, I'm like, whatever now. I don't even know who. It's sexuality. It's like, we own it ourselves now. And I think that our kids are far more exposed to it. And I'm not saying that's all across the country, guys. I do realize I live in LA. This is now Chicago. I've from New York. I do understand that there's this whole mid, but listen to the music. You know, nothing but art is what will always, you know, integrate what, you know, going on in the world. It will bring light to it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. I wish we had more time, but you have to come back.
Always. Chicago is like a second home. I have a lot of love here. Thank
you. Taylor Dane, it's been amazing. Thank you for being in here with
us
today.
See you guys tomorrow at Pride.
In the park. I'll be there.
Grant Park. Woo!
Do you recognize this song?
No.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you will in a second.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
Yes,
everybody.
The YMCA.
I know. Oh,
with the Village
goodness.
People.
I'm going to get a lot of text messages about that.
Well, we could do some contests later, too. We got some prizes if we want to do that.
I know.
Maybe during the bonus hour, we could do something fun.
This is G and Jerry.
Yes.
In for Bill and Wendy. Thank you guys for putting up with us
today. It's been a really spirited show. We've had drag queens and Taylor Dane so far.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a Pride-themed show.
Yes. Yeah.
Hopefully our enthusiasm and love for being here made up for any little snafus today.
Yes. But we're getting it down and having a good time. And this
just
is
spreading
a blast.
The love, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, the Pride Parade is this weekend. You know, it's Pride weekend. We have a lot going on. And we're just going to keep marching and going through it. So, hey, here we go.
Yeah. I need somebody that lives along the Pride route to... text me and let me know if I can crash their party.
Yeah,
I like to be, yes, I like to be on the rooftop or on a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way I have access to a bathroom when I need to go.
It's bright.
It's easy.
VIP. You have
There's
to have
a
the
little
VIP.
Bit. No, I just want to mooch off of someone's place. That's all. Just be invited to a party.
It's going to be 90 degrees, I think they just said earlier.
Oh my goodness.
So this is going to be a warm one.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good thing that most people are very scantily clad, I guess, anyway.
Right.
For the heat.
The crop top is still in fashion in the gay community. So there we go.
There's a lot of mesh.
A lot of that breathes easy. Yeah, and I'll be running around taking photos for Windy City Times and running up and down the route so people can smile for the camera and stuff like that. It'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of really young people go to it that, you know, we don't see in the community as much. So I always love to see them along the route. Really,
I always think about, because I grew up in a small town and you did too, I always think about the small town kids that maybe never get to experience that.
Right. Like I didn't have a Pride when I was in Nashville, but actually somebody texted in, well, Nashville has a Pride now. Yes, it does. And now it's over. And
well, Nashville's the city. It's like everyone loves to go visit now. And
definitely.
Music and celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
a lot of great food.
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started. We could save that for the bonus hour. I could talk Tennessee for like days and days.
No, we're going to keep it Chicago. Home sweet home.
Yeah. But there's Pride parades in over 200 cities worldwide now. So this is, you know, a growing movement still after all this time.
Yeah. I mean, I just have so much respect for everyone on the journey in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Especially now in the current climate of our politics.
Right.
But I just have so much respect for everyone going through that journey, because I can't imagine, it's not anything that I've ever had to think about. You know, I never mm-hmm. thought about who to love.
But I think when you're an outsider of whatever group you're in, you know, it's about being included now. And so I think a lot of people can really sympathize and walk in those shoes, because people have felt like an outsider. People have been bullied, been mistreated. Yeah.
You can definitely relate and empathize, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think a little bit of, you know, kindness goes a long way.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to keep it kind. We're going to definitely keep it kind. So, and there's been some, you know, blowback, a little bit of texting and, you know, from people, listeners, you know, that have things, but that's why we're still marching. That's why we want to, you know, keep it going. And I'm marching, you know, for that reason, that we've got a long ways to go with some people that are, you know, not so happy with the community. So,
Jasmine, do we have time to do a contest?
We have a little time. Yeah.
Okay. So how does this work? So we ask a question and somebody has the right answer?
Yeah.
Little trivia. Is that what works? Okay. Do you want to ask a Pride-related question?
Let's see.
Jerry, am I putting you on the spot there?
Let's see if they've been listening. Name a Grand Marshal from the parade.
Okay.
That would be a good one.
There you go.
Yeah, so we've talked about that earlier.
Will you give the text number out?
Yes. It is 312-981-7200.
And what prize should we give out?
What do you think? We got some Luminati's. Pizza's always good.
I think pizza's great.
Okay, let's do that. The Luminati's gift certificate. It's Luminati's. It's home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, and you can order online. We've got a $25 gift card.
Very nice.
There you go.
Okay. So, repeat the question one more time.
Okay, so what is a... You can just name one. There's several Grand Marshals in the Pride Parade this Sunday on June 30th. Name one of them. Just name one.
I think we've already got a winner.
Yeah, they're popping up. That was quick.
Maybe the question was too easy, but they get a $25 gift certificate.
Yeah, there we go.
All naughties.
Yeah, we'll have to make it a harder question next.
I know. Okay. Yeah. So we already have a winner. So
nice.
I guess we reach out to them, huh?
Yeah, Jazz. Yeah, Jazz will take care of it. So we're going to be all set. Okay. Mm. All right. So we have so many great things going on this weekend. What are you doing this weekend besides Pride?
Well, I'm waiting for someone to invite me to their party.
Okay.
And also, I'll just be hanging out. And I went to Pride last weekend mm-hmm. in Andersonville.
Oh, right. Okay.
But there was a lot of rain. The weather has been absolutely bipolar.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. Yeah, Pride Fest was last weekend. And yeah. Did you see Leanne Rimes or anyone like that?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't she so great?
And it was crazy because it's just, you know, we were there and then one minute it was just pouring, like pouring, like buckets. And then the next minute it was just sunny.
Right.
So it was just all over the place.
I know. I was under a tent trying to stay dry. But yeah, it was tough. It was pretty, I was a little worried that it might get rained out, but it did really well. It was in Boys Town and it was a really good weekend, actually.
I'm sorry. I said Andersonville. I meant Boys Town.
In Boys Town. Yeah. So I thought Leanne really brought it. She was definitely a highlight for me. She just performed really well live and yeah, great. Nice person backstage. She was great.
So it seemed like you and Taylor had a lot of good rapport. You guys have met a couple times.
Yeah, I've met her over the years. And yeah, she was my first interview and I was not good the first time. Oh, gosh. I just railroaded her with questions. That's not what you do as an interview. You have to listen. You have to learn. And she's a talker. You don't want to like interrupt the diva.
Well, there is a lot of multitasking happening.
Yeah.
I always think, you know, having done TV before too, and radio is its own thing. I'm, you know, trying to remember to push the on button over here, but it's a lot. It looks a lot easier than it is.
Absolutely,
I always have a lot of respect for everybody in the business.
Did you have an interview that you loved that you've done over the years?
You know, I can't even off the top of my head. First person that I think of is Sting.
Yes,
because he's such a world famous. Superstar.
Yeah.
He was so nice and so down to earth.
He's an icon. It was for Last Ship, right?
He was in town for that.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And The Rock. I love The Rock.
I've heard good things about The Rock. How was he?
I kind of got to like touch his arm. That was pretty amazing.
Oh my gosh, the guns.
Very
you
muscular.
Touched the guns.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then I did see Ryan Gosling last year.
Oh, okay.
Which was nice too.
For the space movie, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Got very handsome. Beautiful. Listen, beautiful man in person. I understand why people are crazy about it.
Well, that's great. You got some good gets.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, Jerry, we've got to go to break right now, okay?
All right.
Come to my window. Crawl inside.
right, we got Melissa Etheridge, an out artist, really great person, great singer, coming to our window. This is Jerry and G on WGN Radio, filling in for Bill and Wendy. I love some Melissa.
What's she been up to lately?
Melissa, she was just in town, actually. I think she did Ravinia.
Oh,
she's,
nice.
Yeah, she's always touring, and that woman works. And she goes full out. Like, she's on the stage rolling around on the floor. She is great, and she's a really nice person, too. Like, not a diva at all. Very nice.
Is there any guitar breaking happening on stage?
She doesn't get that wild, okay, but she does flail around a lot. She's good. And I actually was at a show, and someone brought a window on a stick, like a huge with curtains, mm-hmm, and they're waving it, you know, coming to my window, like in front of everyone.
Jerry, are you a good dancer?
I wish I was better. I was in dance company at Western Kentucky, but it was kind of rough.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the flailing around part made me think of, you know, my own dancing. And then I looked at you and I thought, I bet you've got some sweet moves.
You don't have the moves?
Oh, no.
What?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
We got to get maybe a class or something?
Maybe you and I should take a class.
We could take a class together. That would be
We're
fun.
We're really starting a friendship here.
We are. This is blossoming. You've heard it first.
Yes. Thank you guys for having us and for Bill and Wendy. Everyone's been great to keep listening to us and putting up with us two yahoos today.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been really great so far. So, hey, we also have coming up, tune in to WGN Extra to hear us talk about what's hot and what's cold. This is sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. So what's hot and what's cold is a segment that Bill and Wendy do all the time. So we're going to talk about something hot in the city to talk about.
So and you know all the hot stuff.
I do know a few hot places, yeah.
I mean, you look hot right now.
Oh, I'm burning up. But hot shows, you know, I've there's some great shows here in Chicago and some movies and stuff. I want to cover all that kind of stuff. So there we go. Yeah. So let's talk about, have you been out to the Shakespeare Theater recently?
I have not.
This is my new favorite show. It's called Six.
I've heard about it.
Have you heard about it?
Well, tell us, remind us.
Yeah, so it is at the Shakespeare Theater. It's called The Yard. That's the area. It's a really new, beautiful space down at Navy Pier. And this show is, it's through August 4th. It's still going on right now. The tickets are at chicagoshakes.com. It's the story of Henry VIII and his six wives. But instead of making it like a boring history lesson, they've turned the six wives into a pop group, and they sing pop songs. Like, there's a Beyonce character. There is a variety of women of all different ethnicities. There is a women backing band, and they're called the Ladies in Waiting.
That is so innovative and clever.
Yeah, so it's very female empowering. Actually, they've turned it around instead of being about, because back then it wasn't so great to be a woman.
Yeah. Sometimes, even currently now.
Right. And so they've turned this whole thing around. They compete to see who's had the worst life, which is very clever and smart.
Well, how many of them got beheaded? Weren't there?
Well, the girl that's down there, the Asian girl, she got beheaded, and she has used that as a badge of honor. She's like, I've had the worst life. So, yeah. She is great. I mean, all the cast is so good. The girls.
Well,
are really
so
good.
They've cast it very diversely then, because I mean, yeah, he wasn't married to an Asian,
right, or a black woman. Yeah, he
was. So that's cool. So
yeah,
it's a little
so
bit like Hamilton. Like, you know, people are cast. You know?
Yeah. It. To me, I thought it was catchier than Hamilton. I enjoyed Hamilton. I'm not a Hamilton head.
Whoa, Jerry, are you saying this right now?
Shots fired. I'm sure we'll get some text in, but I enjoyed Hamilton, but I'm not one of those diehard fans that worships everything that they do out there. But and I did get to meet Len at the big thing. Did you go? You went to that, right?
Yeah, I had a chance to interview him before. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's really great. But they did that.
The exhibit.
What did you think of that?
I haven't gone out there yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
Oh my goodness, you're exposing everything that I haven't done. I'm sitting here thinking about even Navy Pier and how I haven't been on the new Ferris wheel yet either.
Oh, it's enclosed.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. I mean, when you live here, you take it for granted.
Right.
And then you don't go to the theater enough, and you don't go check out the new,
the
touristy things that people really do enjoy doing.
Yeah. We have a guest coming from out of town, so then bring them out to the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Is it too high? You know, I have a fear of heights.
Oh, it's all enclosed. It feels very safe.
Does it swing about a lot?
There's a, no, it's not like the old one that I used to. Yeah, I used to work out at Navy Pier for like 5 years. So I was out there back in the day doing Halloween shows. And yeah, it was like open. But this is closed and has a little video to distract you if you're nervous. So I think you should do it.
If there's a video that has to distract me from being nervous, that's a problem.
Yeah, well.
Well, now, have you been to the Willis Tower, to that
yes.
bottomless or the clear bottom?
I've done the ledge where you lean okay. out, that thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's a little scary.
Because recently it, like, cracked. I mean, that was all
I
over
heard
the
about
news.
That.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no one was in danger, but you right. could see that visibly that, it was cracked.
The idea of that is not good for people with anxiety. That's going to be tough to go out there. Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, I guess we're going to have to take dance lessons.
Yeah.
And we're going to also have to go on this Ferris wheel together.
Yeah, I just heard that Taylor was leaving the studio, and she helped someone write an email in the bathroom. I don't know.
Wow.
I got to hear the behind the scenes with that.
Well, I mean, clearly very, I mean, intelligent and could mm-hmm. probably be a life coach. I mean, I felt sitting here across from her that she could be my life coach. I need some help.
Yeah.
But I guess, just start by reading the book.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to protect my voice and drink hot tea like her. Just,
yes, you know. Bone broth.
Bone broth. Yeah, where do I get some bone broth at? At the Jewel? Where can I pick that up
If you're not
going
to make it, I think you can probably buy it. You can buy anything now.
I got to go back to Tennessee.
Pre-packaged.
I could probably get in the fields of Tennessee.
No, it's a health thing. People drink
okay.
it. Yeah,
oh, really?
It's like this big deal.
I got to get this bone broth.
You know how it was all about juicing, and now it's about bone broths. Okay, listen, Jerry.
Yeah.
We've got to take a break, okay?
Okay, no more bone broth.
All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.